In celebration of the 20th anniversary of the Morro Bay National Estuary Program, we decided to visit with some of the people whose lives are intertwined with the bay and the estuary. Come along and experience a day in the life of an oyster farmer with George Trevelyan, owner of Grassy Bar Oyster Company.
My name is George Trevelyan, and I'm an oyster farmer. We're here on Morro Bay on my oyster farm. And I have my crew over here. They're tending the oysters today. I've been at this for 5 years now. I'm loving my life now since I took over this old oyster farm that was going out of business. Tried to revive the oyster beds here. It's been really a labor of love. And I'm so happy to be able to work every day on this estuary. Every day I get up early, and I almost always get on my wetsuit and come out here. I'm one of the only ones on our farm that knows where the oysters actually are and where the best ones are for harvesting that day. And so I'll have to get up early and jump in the water and go get them so that the rest of the crew will have the right oysters to work with that day. I get to be out here in nature seeing all the wildlife. And the farm I worked at before was on land and used pumped water. And here we have this natural lunar-powered tide that just comes in and out, billions and billions of gallons of water just pumping in and out of the bay and keeping all the shellfish and everything that lives here with clean oceanic water. We have a lot of critters out here, lots of harbor seals. We have occasional sea otters back here that cruise around. We just saw a couple. They just cruise by. They don't bother the oysters for some reason. You would think they would be after them, but the oysters are protected in these tough mesh pouches that protect them from predators, and so the sea otters don't bother the oysters. So I love working with the estuary program. I'm a proud Mutt Mitts operator. I keep a couple Mutt Mitts dispensers full. Those are the doggy bags for picking up your dog poop and disposing of it properly. That's how I'm involved with the estuary program. They invite me to their annual volunteer dinner, and I get to meet everybody there, and so it's really nice. If you want to fund a Mutt Mitts dispenser, it costs around $300 a year. Yeah, and then you can have your very own to keep going. If you're a dog owner who loves oysters, you should be using your doggy mitts all the time. The name of my farm is Grassy Bar Oyster Company, and we named it that because of the oyster beds when we took it over, were fringed by eelgrass in all the little channels. The oysters grow higher in the intertidal zone above most of the eelgrass. And then the eelgrass is down in the little lower intertidal area. When we started in 2009, there was lots of eelgrass in those little tidal channels that surrounded the oyster beds. And elsewhere also throughout the bay, it slowly disappeared, and nobody really knows why. It's a mystery. I think that people at the estuary program are working on it. And the oysters themselves should be good as long as we keep the oysters out of the eelgrass beds and don't trample the eelgrass meadows. I think my favorite time out here is probably on a good low tide, just walking the beds with my son and looking at the growth of the oysters, and for the first time seeing the baby oysters that we planted responding and blooming out into a big bed of oysters. It's exciting to see that. We've had quite a few strange experiences with wildlife. One time this last summer, a juvenile sea lion was in some kind of distress, and we used these paddle boards to haul our oysters around when it's too shallow for boats, and we had a paddle board just floating nearby, and the sea lion came and climbed up on our paddle board and just spent the day sleeping on it. And so we just, okay, fine, we'll just leave him. And he eventually took off, and I needed to get on the paddleboard, so I climbed on it, and I went and got some oysters, and I came back, and I was sitting astride the paddleboard when this juvenile sea lion leapt onto the paddleboard with me and scooted right up to me, and he nipped me on the arm. So it was an odd experience, but he didn't break the skin. I didn't get rabies, I don't think. So that was unusual. The future of the oyster industry is always tenuous. It's always vulnerable, and you know, our hearts are in it, and we believe in it and really want to keep it going. But then things happen that are totally out of our control. For instance, we've been closed due to high fecal coliform bacteria in the water for the last couple weeks. And it shouldn't be high. And so there's something wrong going on, and we feel powerless. We haven't been able to harvest any oysters. We have no income. It's been bad. The future of the shellfish culture in the bay is in the hands of the people that live in the estuary, live in the watershed along the bay. And so if we continue to take care of the bay, then Morro Bay will be famous for its shellfish, for its oysters. People love our oysters and can't get enough of them. The demand is immense. And Morro Bay once was a major producer of oysters, and it could be again. That's what we're hoping. And I'd like to, this is a family-owned business, and my son, my eldest son, is he has a degree in mathematics and could do a lot of other things, but he just loves it out here. This is the life he's chosen, and he wants to take over the farm when I retire. I hope to stay out here and die with my boots on out here, but we're hoping that things continue to improve in Morro Bay. We want to be part of that.